Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. It's currently 35 degrees out on the waterfront here in Sitka. It's time for our live local interview. I have a couple folks in the studio with me today. Barbara Quinn. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I have Juliet Langley as well. Good morning. Thanks so much for coming in. These folks are both from Youth Advocates of Sitka. Barbara is the Community Mental Health Program Manager, and Juliet is the After School Program Coordinator, and they are here to talk about some exciting programs offered by Youth Advocates of Sitka for the next number of months here in the schools. So I'm going to start with Barbara to ask you just to give a little overview of Youth Advocates. What kind of programs, what kind of programs are offered through Youth Advocates?
Well, Youth Advocates as a whole offers a lot of different programming. Of course, we have our residential program for teens, but we also offer individual therapy, group therapy, family therapy for youth ages 5 to 21. We have a transitional living program for older youth, 17 to 24. And then we have the program that we're here to promote today is our after-school program specifically for Blatchley students, so 6th to 8th grade, and that's available to anyone. You don't have to be an enrolled client at Youth Advocates of Sitka. We are available for all middle school students.
Well, great. Well, let's just dive right in. There are a lot of programs coming up, and Juliet, you are the after-school program coordinator, so let's talk about after-school programs.
Yeah, let's do it. We've got four on the docket for this spring semester. On Mondays, we're running a ceramics program. On Tuesdays, we're running Heart and Soul, which is kind of like the big sister program to Girls on the Run. On Thursdays, we're running Adventure Club in partnership with the Sitka Conservation Society. And on Fridays, we're running Fab Friday in partnership with the Sitka Sound Science Center.
So, let's talk a little bit about in detail. So, tell me about the ceramics class. If I showed up for the ceramics class, what would I be doing?
Yeah, so we're going to run it on SFAC campus at the ceramic studio there, and we're going to do everything related to ceramics. It's one of my passions, so I'll be helping teach wheel throwing and trimming and all that jazz, and then we're going to get someone else to help teach hand building, like pinch pots and coil building and slab building, and the students can make whatever projects they want to make and take everything home. They'll get to glaze everything at the end of the semester as well, so it'll just be hands-on ceramics.
Yeah, so if I didn't know what wheel throwing or trimming was, would I learn that as well?
Absolutely.
Great. Yeah. Great, so that's one of the programs on the Fine Arts Camp campus. So, Barbara, let's talk a little bit about Heart and Soul. That's another program. Looks like there's a program almost every day of the week.
Almost every day, yeah. We have 4 days a week filled with programming. Mm-hmm. Heart and Soul, like Juliet said, is our sort of grown-up version, the big sister version of Girls on the Run. This is our third season with Heart and Soul, so we are hoping to get a few more runners. You do not need running experience at all. We will train for a 5K celebration together while also exploring topics of self-esteem, positive body image, building our friendships, just really deep dive into some of those emotions that you might be learning as a middle school female-identifying student. We are doing that on Tuesdays right after school, so it'll be 3:30 to 5, I believe, and that'll run February through the end of the semester.
Okay, so I should clarify for listeners that don't know how soul is spelled in your program, right? So this program is called Heart and Soul, but it's not S-O-U-L.
Right, it's S-O-L-E, like the sole of your shoe, okay. Exactly.
Great, so it's a running program, among many other things. That's one way to get to the kind of goals that you're hoping to achieve.
Yeah, that it ties into having a healthy body and a healthy mind kind of all at the same time. So we look at a lot of those topics, like I said, self-esteem and building friendships and family relationships and a lot of those hardships that come with being a middle schooler, as well as training for that 5K celebration fun run that we'll have at the end.
Great. Great. So I'm going to turn Juliet back to you. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the next day of the week.
Yeah.
I think it's Thursday, right?
Yeah.
The Adventure Club.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is a program based on getting kids outdoors and excited about exploring the outdoors and connecting with themselves and the land and the larger community that also connects with the outdoors in this place. So on the docket for Adventure Club this semester, we're definitely going to do snow exploration, a deep dive into biking and bike maintenance and going on some bike trips. We'll do some survival skills and orienteering, and then we'll also end with snorkeling. So it'll be a lot of outdoor fun this semester.
Wow, and that's also in partnership with another organization in town.
It is. Yeah, it's in partnership with Sitka Conservation Society.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's still one more program to talk about, and that's on Fridays.
Yes, and that is in partnership with the Sitka Sound Science Center, and the theme changes every semester. It's always related to science, technology, and art, and we loop all those three in with the theme. And the theme this semester is bugs.
Ooh.
So we're going to be looking a lot about Sitka bugs. We might get to build terrariums for a bug and maintain those the whole semester. We'll talk about what even is a bug or an insect.
That's my question. What is a bug? Yeah. What counts?
Exactly.
It's a difficult question.
Is there a flagship bug you're going to start with? Tell me a little bit more about what bugs are you planning on looking at?
That's a great question. Our bug expertise person is Steph. Steph is the Jesuit volunteer at the Science Center, and they know so much about bugs that I'm not sure if I can answer that question. I know we talked about stick bugs, and I know we talked about beekeeping in Sitka. So we're going to look at those. But Steph is the person to ask about bugs in general.
Wow. Okay, so these four programs, they pretty much run through the semester, but they start at different times. So I imagine the running program may start a little bit later in the year or not.
We're going to start Heart and Soul in sort of mid to end of February, as it's a 10-week program. And so we want to make sure that we have time to get our runners signed up. Anybody who's interested, or if you have a runner who's interested, please feel free to contact us about that. So we'll start in February. We'll do once a week for 10 weeks, and then we will have our 5K sort of mid-May.
Okay. And ceramics. I guess I'm more interested in all these partnerships, I think, more than anything else that's jumping out at me. That this is not this is not just youth advocates in any way.
Right.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely lean on our community partners a lot. We've had our partnership with the Science Center for quite some time. We are so appreciative to Sitka Conservation Society, 4-H programming, for supporting us as well. They have been so fantastic. It has been wonderful to work with them, not just to, you know, reach more students, but also, you know, we're aiming to bring all of the different expertises together. So a lot of the connecting with the land and our environment that SCS brings to the table, a lot of the science and technology and education skills that the Science Center brings to the table. And then we typically come in with that social emotional learning and the sort of soft skills, as it were, of the mental health and behavioral health in those group settings, to hopefully give our students just well-rounded after-school programming that not just supports the fun stuff that we can do here in town, but also, you know, helps them grow as a hopefully an emotionally intelligent young human being. Because these age ranges are hard, and we like to make sure that we're kind of hitting all the different topics.
Mm-hmm. So there are lots of programs and lots of ways to find out more information about what's going on. You do have an event coming up this Wednesday as well. So, Juliet, you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are putting on a family skating night at Blatchley Middle School from 5 to 7 p.m. This Wednesday, January 7th. And that will be both to have fun. We'll have pizza and hot chocolate and skating, but also to promote these programs. So if you're interested, please come by, and we'll have little activities for each different program we're running. So learn more about the programs, eat pizza,
sign up.
Come skating. Yeah.
Sign up.
Yeah.
Great. So if people want to call, is there a number for them to call or a place for them to go if they want to get some more information?
Yes. All of this is on our website, which is sitkayouth.org. And you can also call our office at 3687.
Okay,
wait a minute. Hang
let's
on.
Do that one again.
907-747-3687.
Perfect.
And press zero.
That's the youth advocates.
Yes, that's
office.
Us.
Great. Well, gosh, we are just about out of time. I've been speaking with Barbara Quinn. Barbara is the Community Mental Health Program Manager with Youth Advocates of Sitka. And Juliet Langley is the After School Program Coordinator. We're talking about lots of programs that you have in store. Is this normal, kind of a typical number of programs that you have?
Pretty typically, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about last semester. What did you do last semester?
Yeah, great question. We tried to do Heart and Soul, but we couldn't get enough participants. Mm-hmm. So I kind of reframed it, and we called it Moving and Grooving. And we just had some emphasis on physical activity and team building and some fun activities related to art with my gang of three girls that showed up every week.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then we also had Adventure Club. Very similar. Our themes this semester were different from the ones that were upcoming.
Sure.
So same theme though. And then we also had Fab Friday, and our theme was beach last semester.
Great. Do you have students that participate in more than 1 year over the course of their middle school?
Absolutely.
Tenure? Yes. Yeah. We love our returning students, and hopefully we can convince some of our returning students to bring some friends for some new faces this semester.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about friends, isn't it? That's all part of it.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with your programs. And reminder, there's a family skating night coming up this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at Blatchley. And you can also go to the community calendar and find out more information there as well.
Correct.
So thanks so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.